come in that's only going to sell Avgas, only have those costs associated with it, competing against Garrett, who we're requiring to have those two types of fuel and all the other requirements that come with it. Garrett, maybe you've got some thoughts here. You can start this thing off.
No, well,
I'm really interested in hearing what people have to say.
I don't know that it's appropriate for me to, I don't think it's appropriate for me to lead the discussion on a business where I obviously have an interest in seeing things a certain way. So I don't know if I should be actually further in discussion. I'd be interested to hear what the rest of the group thinks, actually.
I mean, obviously, Avgas and jet fuel are the two big types of fuels right now. Should a fuel supplier supply both types? What's the effect of if you only allow somebody to sell jet fuel? That's worth like Garrett's opinion is, if you were competing against somebody that only sold jet fuel or only sold Avgas.
Pat's only has jet fuel, right?
Right. But they don't sell it.
Well, they don't eat it. They're selling it to somebody.
Yeah, they use it in their tank business, and it's considered part of the airplane that they deliver to their customer.
So you're saying it's incidental to the aircraft maintenance that they're performing?
Right. So they're not a fuel sales operation.
They're not retail, right?
Right.
But they're taken away from the retail business that can make you jump the hoops.
No.
Well, yeah, because if they didn't fill up, if they didn't have that one tank, then they'd have to go to the FBO that's on the airplane.
And this isn't going to affect Pat's because they're already operating that business. But let's say, Pep Up or somebody decides, I've got a fuel truck, and I'd like to start selling fuel to airplanes on weekends out there. What kind of requirements should we ask of them?
Let me make this clear. We're not going to adopt anything that would require Garrett. I mean, we can't adopt a standard that he's not currently meeting. So right. Are you saying he's exempt from these regulations?
These are for any new aeronautical service operator coming to the airport. Or starting that service at the airport. Should we require?
What's the average sales out there?
Sorry?
What's the average sales out there a week?
In terms of, it's
not dollars, gallons.
Yeah, no, it's very seasonal though. I mean, summertime and wintertime are opposites of scale. I mean, I guess in the summertime we probably sell maybe 20,000 gallons a month, and in the wintertime it might be less than half of that. It might be 6 or 7 or 8.
Total words.
That's total. I mean, some months it's. I mean, every once in a while we'll hit something, where we can maybe do a 30,000 a month, but that's pretty rare. That's probably once in. Right, twice in the last 4 years, we've done like 30,000 gallons. So,
like last January, we probably were lucky to sell 6,000.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's
weather dependent and climate dependent.
I've always said selling what I do is like farming, completely dependent on the weather. I get a week of bad weather, and that's a week of lost revenue. You can never get it back. It's just gone. So,
you
get
your money tied up too.
I think that 20,000
gallons of fuel.
I usually have about $7,500 wrapped up in fuel at any point in time.
20,000 gallons,
$3
something gallon.
Let's start with the types, and should a fuel service operator provide jet fuel and Avgas?
I don't know. That's a tough question because if I'm thinking about what Gus said, we want to be a friendly airport and try to entertain business and growth and jobs and stimulate the economy. But then again, we don't want to be in a position that we not Garrett.
If it's invested all that money.
Yeah.
Well, there are more FBOs going to just selling jet fuel.
Really?
One at Leesburg just opened up. He's always selling.